News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Patikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Condemning Army Chief Manoj Narvane's indirect reference to alleged Chinese hand in Dharchula-Lipulate Link Road dispute, Nepal's Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Ishwar Pokhrel on Monday said that the comments had hurt the sentiments of Nepali Gurkhas, who have a long tradition of sacrifice for India. With this, the Indian Chief of the Army Staff has also hurt the sentiments of the Nepali Gurkha Army personnel who laid down their lives to protect India. It must now be difficult for them to stand tall in front of the Gurkha forces, he said in an interview to online news outlet The Rising Nepal. Calling Narvane's comments a political stunt, Pokhrel said that such opinions were not expected from the head of the army. The Gurkhas of Nepal have a proud tradition of valor in the Indian Armed Forces dating back to pre-independence era. There are at least 40 battalions of Gurkhas in the Indian Army, which draws a bulk of the soldiers from Nepal. Narvane had recently said there were reasons to believe that Nepal objected to India's newly inaugurated road linking Lipulekh Pass with Dharchula in Uttarakhand at the behest of someone else, in an apparent reference to a possible role by China on the matter. In an interaction at a defense think tank, General Narvane said there was no dispute whatsoever between India and Nepal in the area, and road laid was very much within the Indian side. The Nepalese ambassador mentioned that the area east of the Kali River belongs to them. There is no dispute in that. The road that we built is on the west of the river, the army chief said. There has never been any problem in the past. There is reason to believe that they might have raised the issue at the behest of someone else, and that is very much a possibility, he said. The 80-kilometer-long strategically crucial road at a height of 17,000 kilometers along the border with China in Uttarakhand was thrown open by Defense Minister Rajnath Singh 2 weeks ago. According to a report, Pokhrel's comments came on a day when Nepal operationalized with China a freight agreement reached last October during the Kathmandu visit of President Xi Jinping. The agreement will allow Nepal to receive goods through the Tibetan city of Shiges. India is looking at storing some low-priced US oil facilities there, as its local storage is full, Oil Minister Dharmendra Pradhan told CNBC TV 18. India's plan could be similar to a move by Australia, which last month said it would build up an emergency oil stockpile initially by buying crude to store in the US Strategic Petroleum Reserve to take advantage of low oil prices. We are exploring some possibility if we can store some of our investment in a different country. We are exploring the possibility in the USA if we can store some of the low-priced oil, Pradhan said. Oil prices have dropped more than 40% so far in 2020, but have picked up in the past few weeks, partly due to efforts by the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and allies to reduce supply. Pradhan said India, which is the world's third biggest oil consumer and importer, had already filled its 5.33 million tons of strategic storage and parked about 8.5 to 9 million tons of oil on ships in different parts of the world, primarily in the Gulf. Indian refiners have also filled their commercial tanks and pipelines with refined fuel and oil. Pradhan said stored oil and products amounted to about 20% of India's annual needs. India imports more than 80% of its oil requirements. India plans to build new strategic storage to expand capacity by 6.5 million tons. Pradhan said India was keen to have participation from global investors in building these facilities. And dust and thunderstorms are likely over several parts of North India on May 29 to 30, bringing the much-needed relief from the intense heat wave, the India Meteorological Department said on Monday. Delhi, Rajasthan, Haryana, Punjab and parts of Uttar Pradesh have been experiencing blistering heat for days, with temperatures soaring over 45 degrees Celsius in some places. The IMD had on Sunday issued a red color-coded alert for North India for May 25 to 26, when the prevailing heatwave conditions are expected to peak. Kuldeep Srivastava, head of the Regional Meteorological Department of the IMD, said, due to western disturbance and easterly winds, dust storm and thunderstorm activities likely over Delhi, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh on May 29 and 30. The wind speed is also likely to be around 50 to 60 kilometers per hour during this period, Srivastava said, adding that this will bring relief from the intense heat. A western disturbance is a cyclonic storm that originates in the Mediterranean Sea and travels across Central Asia. When it comes in contact with the Himalayas, it brings rains to the hills and the plains. Heatwave conditions over some parts and severe heatwave conditions at isolated pockets are very likely over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha during May 25 to 27, the IMD said in its daily bulletin yesterday. Heatwave conditions are also likely in isolated pockets over Punjab, Chhattisgarh, interior Odisha, Gujarat, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, interior Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Bihar and Jharkhand during the next 2 to 3 days. Due to prevailing dry northwesterly winds over plains of northwest India, central India and adjoining interior parts of eastern India, the present heatwave conditions very likely to continue to prevail over these areas till May 28, with peak intensity on May 25 and 26, the IMD said in its daily bulletin. Richard Branson's Virgin orbit failed on Monday in its first test launch of a new rocket carried aloft by a Boeing 747 and released over the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Southern California. The inaugural launch had appeared to be going well until moments after the rocket was dropped from beneath the left wing of the jumbo jet dubbed Cosmic Girl. "We've confirmed a clean release from the aircraft. However, the mission terminated shortly into the flight. Cosmic Girl and our flight crew are safe and returning to base," Virgin Orbit said in its official Twitter commentary on the launch. There was no immediate word on what went wrong with the rocket, which carried a test satellite. Will Pomeranz, Virgin Orbit's Vice President for Special Projects, commented during a pre-flight briefing on Saturday that about half of the first rocket launches fail. "History is not terribly kind, necessarily, to maiden flights," he said. Chief Executive Officer Dan Hart said during the briefing that there had been numerous tests, discussions and introspection to verify that the system was ready. "In the end, the questions are always, has everything been thought about and are there any gaps or seams? And those are the questions you only learn when you commit to flight," Hart said. The highly modified jumbo jet took off from Mojave Air and Spaceport in the desert north of Los Angeles and flew out just beyond the Channel Islands where the drop occurred. The rocket was supposed to fall for a few seconds before the first of its two stages ignited and hurtled it down the coast toward the South Pole for insertion of its demonstration payload into a low Earth orbit. The purpose of the flight was to gather data on every step of the launch process rather than to have a useful satellite in orbit. The demonstration payload was described as an inert mass and the intended orbit was very low to avoid contributing to the problem of space junk. The attempt followed 5 years of development of the 70-foot-long Launcher 1 rocket. How long the setback will affect the company was not immediately clear. It has 6 additional rockets under construction in its factory. "The team's already hard at work digging into the data and we are eager to hop into our next big test ASAP," the company tweeted. "Thankfully, instead of waiting until after our first flight to tackle our second rocket, we have already completed a ton of work to get us back in the air and keep moving forward." Virgin Orbit is targeting the market for launching satellites ranging in size from toasters to household refrigerators. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.